Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Nun Hey. Nun Hey. We are at the second to last daf, third to last daf in the Perek as we continue in Makam Shenagu, Perek about various minhagim, but focused on Pesach, and we are in the last minhag before we get back to the Pesachim minhagim, and that's what we discussed in the Mishnah yesterday about Malacha on Tisha B'Av, and Erev, and when it starts, when Tisha B'Av actually starts. The Mishnah quoted that there are different minhagim. Makam Shenagu lasas malacha b'Tisha B'Av osin, places where they do malacha on Tisha B'Av, fine. Makam Shenagu shelo lasos ein osin, and Talmid Chacham are batel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said that everybody can make themselves like a Talmid Chacham. It's not a problem of yuhara. It's not a problem of, oh, I'm bringing undue attention to myself, so I'm not going to act this way. No, Rav Shimon Gamliel says no problem with that. Baruch Hashem, we'll get back to his shita a little bit later. But the last thing we were talking about was issues of Safek. I wanted to start with the Minchas Chinuch, and then we'll get to exactly Rabbi Yochanan Shita, which we were in the middle of. There is a very important Chiddush that the Minchas Chinuch has in Mitzvah Shin Aleph. Shin Aleph, which is the Isser Malacha of doing an Isser Malacha on the seventh day of Pesach. So in that context, says the Minchas Chinuch, if you're Medayik, as I mentioned in the Pasuk in Zechariah, which is the source in Navi for the four fast days that have to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Pasuk does not mention a day in the month. It just mentions months. And therefore, the Minchas Chinuch, based on other problems, has the following suggestion. Ein nikva lahem yom miyuchad, asara b'teves, o tishaba v'chadome. Raka divrei kabbalah hu al elu ha-chadashim. The ikar din, divrei kabbalah, is that these months should have a fast day in them. The b'teves tamuz av v'tishrei, mechuyavim lehis'anus b'em yom echad. Avalonis yachid yom miyuchad, rak eze yom sherotze, yuchal lehis'anus, rak be'elu ha-chadashim. As long as it is in within these months. In the footnotes, he quotes the Ritvan Rosh Hashanah that says something similar. V'raylo davar, the apasik v'zacharya, eno mevur, eze yom klal. Doesn't say what day. Rak tzom revid, tzom chamishi, tzom asiri, tenu ha-chadashim, avalo be'eze yom. And he quotes riyas to this one after another from different Gemaras. But he says that's also related to our Gemara, which discussed the possibility if somebody is not sure, you don't have to fast 2 days for Tisha B'Av. Right, only one day, and we contrasted that to Yom Kippur. So it says the Minchas Chinuch, because really, Mikra Din is only one day anyway, in the month. Remember Rabbi Yochanan and Maseches Tainis? Rabbi Yochanan said, if it was up to me, I'd fast on the 10th day of Av, because that's when Rove of the Beis HaMikdash was burned. And the Gemara says, no, but Tchilas Peronus Adifa, we go by when it started. But either way, you see from there, how can it be a Machlokas? The answer is because at root, the issue is one of months, and not one of days. And that's the Minchas Chinuch. And that is a crucial understanding for all. There might be one exception to the rule, and that is Asar B'Teves. Asar B'Teves, the pasuk says elsewhere, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. That's what we've discussed in the past. The Chiddush that some suggest, that Bizman Hazeh cannot fall out. But if Asar B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, some suggest that you'd fast even on Shabbos. There's a day in the Beis Yosef like that. You'd fast even on Shabbos, only Yom Kippur. What do you mean? The answer is it says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. So maybe that day, the Minchas Chinuch is not machalik, but maybe that day is unique in that it's the day and not just a din of the month. But that's the Minchas Chinuch right here in Mitzvah Shin Aleph. Again, there's a lot more here, but feel free to look at it. We will, though, move on. Good. So we are in the Gemara about Rabbi Yochanan. We are a couple of lines up, the last few skinny lines. The Gemara asked a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan first said that Bein Hashmashos of Tisha B'Av is Aser. Bein Hashmashos shelo Aser, v'chein Amar b'shed Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan holds Bein Hashmashos is Aser. So Gemara says, did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Rabbi Yochanan says, made another statement that Tisha B'Av is not like a Tainus Sibur. Does not have the full-fledged status of a Tainus Sibur, like they used to fast in Bavel for the rain, in Eretz Yisrael, I'm sorry, for the rain. It doesn't have that status. So, in what way is it less than a Tainus Sibur? So, isn't it regarding Bein Hashmashos? And then it would be a Stira, because Rabbi Yochanan said, Tisha B'Av is Aser B'Bein Hashmashos with Malacha, and he says, it's not like a Tainus Sibur. So, Gemara says, no. There are at least four other possibilities, what he meant by that statement of Eina K'Tainus Sibur, which would then make it not a stira between his first statement when he says Bein Hashmashos is Aser. What else might he have meant? So number one, he might have meant Limalacha for Isser Malacha on the day of. not in terms of ben hashvashos, but just in terms of the day off. A tainis sibur has an iser malacha, and Tisha B'Av does not have an iser malacha. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? We learned that already in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah has a machlokas, whether there's a minog not to do malacha. But obviously, everybody agrees that there is no din. There is no iser malacha. So that can't be what Rabbi Yochanan meant to teach us, because we know that already. So the Gemara says, oh, maybe he meant to teach us that you don't get ne'ila. There's no tefillah of ne'ila on Tisha B'Av as opposed to a tain of Sibur. That itself is a very important halacha in terms of reflecting the nature of the day. Tisha B'Av is different than other Ta'aniyos Sibur. Ta'aniyos Sibur for rain, those are Yemei Tefillah. Everybody stays home. You have extra tefillahs. You have Vidui. The Rambam describes, you have Bedikas Avonos. You have the Chachmei Tzibur getting up and deciding where the Tzibur has to improve. It's a day of tefillah. Tisha B'Av is not a day of tefillah. As the Pasuk says, an Eicha Sasum Tefillah Si. It's a day that we don't say Teskabel. It's a day that we remove the paroches, so to speak, that there's Hester Panim. So it's not a day of tefillah. It's a day of kinos. It's a day of introspection and thinking about what was, about mourning. It's a day of Avelus. It's not a day of tefillah, and that's why Ne'ilah is inappropriate for Tisha B'Av. And that's what he meant to say, that it's not like a Tana Sibra. But regarding Malacha, regarding Ben Hashbashis, no problem. Good. So that was the last suggestion that we said. But then we said, what about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said, halavai, a person should daven all day. But we said, no, that's only in terms of chova versus rishus. Rabbi Yochanan says you can voluntarily, but there is no chiyuv of ne'ila. Okay, we are on the second to last skinny line. The next suggestion, viba yiseima, maybe this is what Rabbi Yochanan meant. My eino katayna sibur le'esrim va'arba'a. It's not like a tayna sibur regarding the extra brachos that are said. We add in six extra brachos into Shmona Esrei, making a grand total of 24, or 25 if we have 19 at the beginning. So that's what he meant by Eina Katayna Sibur. Again, a similar line to the previous one. We don't add in extra tefillah by Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a regular weekday davening. Regular weekday davening. Then we have kinos. But it's a regular weekday davening. Rav Papa Amar, my Eina Katayna Sibur, last suggestion, Einu Karishonos Ela Ka'achronos Va'asura. A different understanding. We know there are different stages of fasting. The Mishnayos describe in Maseches Tainis. At the beginning, only certain people fast, and they don't go totally to the extreme fast day. Then more people fast, and it gets more extreme as it goes on, the 3, 3, and 3. So maybe that's what Rav Yochanan meant. He meant to say that Tisha B'Av is not like the early Tainis Sibors. They're like the late Tainis Sibors, meaning that Ben Hashmashos is Asur with Malacha as the day starts. Okay, so we answered four different ways that we could answer the stira within Rabbi Yochanan to explain how it's not a stira, and he never meant it to be contradictory. Good, Meisvei, we continue first wide line. Ein bein Tisha B'Av liyom HaKippurim. Halacha l'maisa, what are we passing about Malacha on Tisha B'Av? So we say one should not be involved, for sure before Chatzos, but even generally the whole day. One shouldn't be involved in other work. Not in Isser Malacha like Shabbos or like Yatif, but in terms of Malacha having to do with anything other than the fast, making a regular panasa. And the Shulchan Aruch says, if anybody does Malacha, Eina Roa Simin Bracha from that Malacha. The Shulchan Aruch uses that Lashon only by a couple of days. Uses that on Purim, uses that on Tisha B'Av. What is Eina Roa Simin Bracha? That means that if I think I'm making a buck in this regard, I'm going to lose it somewhere else. That's how the Mefarshim explained Eina Roa Simin Bracha. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says at the end of Simin Tuf Kuf Nun Dalit, that we're not supposed to be Osek in other things on. The Gemara continues with Meisvei. Meisvei, first wide line, Ein Bein Tisha B'Av Liyom HaKippurim, Ela Shezeh Sveiko Aser Vezeh Sveiko Mutter. The only difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is Safek. So what does Safek here mean? Mai Sveiko Mutter, Lav Bein HaShmashos Shelo. Doesn't Safek, isn't that referring to Bein HaShmashos? Sam Rav Shishi B'Ed Rav Yidi Lo, L'Kfiya D'Yarcha. No, it's not referring to Bein HaShmashos, but it's referring to Kfiya D'Yarcha, which we had yesterday, Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosfos. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean a whole city that was in doubt, or does it mean one individual? Okay, maybe there might be something else that is implicit in this answer. The suggestion was Ben Hashmashos. No, there's another suggestion. We mentioned in the past there is a thought based on a Ritva in Maseches Yuma, I think it's around Mem Zayin or so, that Rav Soloveitchik was fond of quoting, and that is, it could be that Ben Hashmashos is a different type of suffix than other sveikos. Regular suffix is you're not sure, maybe yes, maybe not, and you know, theoretically, maybe Meher Yavo Elio Anavi, and he'll tell us, and he'll undo the suffix. Bein HaShmashos might be what he called a din suffix. And that is, it has elements of both, inherently. It's not like a Navi could ever come and tell us, well, really this moment is day or is night. No, inherently it was created as a time of Safek, and there are elements of Safek in both. And it might have nafkaminas in terms of doing Malacha on Shabbos in both Bena Shmashoshes and Bnei Shmashos and the like. So it could be whenever the Gemara rejects Bnei Shmashos being called Safek, it doesn't sound like it's rejecting it for fundamental reasons, just giving another suggestion, but it could be that that's also what's partly behind giving another suggestion. Bnei Shmashos is a different type of Safek, and therefore don't compare it and don't treat it like others. Good. Says the Gemara, fourth wide line, halachal dvarim zevezeh shavin, but in all other regards, we think Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are similar. Messiah, the Rabbi Elazar, this proves Rabbi Elazar. It supports Rabbi Elazar. Damar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, Aser lo la'adam sheyoshid etzbo b'mayim b'Tisha B'Av. Kederach sheaser lo hoshid etzbo b'yam ha-kippurim. It's aser for a person to wash, to put their finger in water. The Issa Rechitza that applies on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are similar. When a person is allowed to stick his finger in water at Tisha B'Av, just like Yom Kippur, he can't stick his finger, which is not really a Rechitza Shel Tainug, Mashma, but still, Rabbi Elazar says there's equality between Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, so that is exactly what is supported by the previous line in the Brisa, that there's no difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, except for Kfiyah D'Yarcha. May say, but I have a problem with that. Ein bein Tisha B'Av l'tainas sibur. Ela shezeh aser basiyas malacha v'zeh mutter basiyas malacha. The Brisa says there's no difference between Tisha B'Av and l'tainas sibur except for iser malacha b'makam shenagu, in a place where there's a minhag to do malacha. Halachol devrayim, in all other regards, Tisha B'Av and Tainas Sibur are equal. Zev is a shoven. Remember, Tainas Sibur here means the ones enacted for the rain. V'ilu gabi Tainas Sibur Tanya. And regarding Tainas Sibur, we learned, Kisha Amru Aser Berechitza, when there was an Issa Rechitza mentioned, Tainas Sibur, Lo Amru Ela Kalgufa, only a full body wash, of a pun of Yadav Ragel of Lo. But face, hands, and feet are mutter. So one second. A Tainas Sibur has a heter for hands, face, and feet. And Tisha B'Av is like a Tainas Sibur, so Tisha B'Av also has that heter. But 1 minute, didn't we just say earlier that Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to wash your hands, and Tisha B'Av is compared to Yom Kippur in that regard. So Amar Rav Papa, Tana Kule Kulek Tani. Really, Rav Papa says, the previous line should not be understood as exclusive and total comparisons. And this is the only difference. All it meant to say was, Tisha B'Av has one kula compared to Yom Kippur, compared to Tainas Sibur. But there could be other differences, there could be chumras. All that was meant to say were the kulas, to emphasize a kula, but it didn't mean that there was a total comparison. Okay, so we answered all the questions, and now we go further. Says the Gemara, B'chol Makom Tamid Chacham, so we get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that the Tanakama hold, the Talmud Chacham should be batal from work, he should be not be osig in anything else, and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, everybody should make themselves, can make themselves like a Talmud Chacham. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is not worried about the principle of yuhara, of bringing undue attention to myself, and the Tanakama obviously is. So the Gemara says, there's a lot here to talk about, but let's first do the Gemara, and then we'll make some comments. Says the Gemara, Lameimra, to Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar Lo Chashin L'Yora. Rav Shimon Gamliel is not worried about the principle of Yora, but Rabbanan Savri Chashin L'Yora, the Rabbanan say they are, but V'ha'if Chashamin L'Hu. In Mesechus Brachos, we learned the opposite. The Mishnah says, the beginning of Brachos, Daf Tezayin, Chasan, Im Yirtze Likros Kriyash Malay La Rishon Korei. If a Chasan wants to say Kriyash by the first night of his wedding, even though he has other things on his mind, he can say Kriyash Ma'ai, he's not going to have proper kavana. No. He'll have proper kavana. It's okay. If he thinks he can do it, he can do it. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omar, no. Lo kol harotze litilas Hashem yitol. No. Not everybody who wants to grab the shame, to grab the title, is allowed to grab the title. No, you can't. Meaning he's worried about Yora. So, it's a stira. Our Gemara, Mishnah, Mesechus Pesachim, the Chachamim are worried about Yora, and Shimon Gamliel is not worried, and in Brachas we have the opposite Shittos. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mochlev is a Shittos. Rabbi Yochanan says, no problem, just switch the Shittos. No problem. Rav Shishi, brother Rav Yidi, Amar Lo Tefach. No. There's a difference between the cases. The Rabbanan Lo Kasha, the Rabbanan are worried by Tisha B'Av, but they are not worried by Brachas. Why? Ha, ha, kiva, de kuliyama, avdi, malacha. Here, everybody's doing malacha. And he's the only one who's sitting, not doing malacha. That's a problem. That's prishim and atzibur. That's something that looks, he's bringing undue attention, and it's aser. Aval hasam kivan to kulei amakari. But what's happening by the wedding? What he, everybody in shul is saying Kriya Shema. So he says Kriya Shema too with the minion. V'yu nami kakari? He's not screaming, Amachasan, Amachasan. No, lecha mechzik yora. He's just doing what everybody else is doing. And therefore, there's no problem of yuhara. So that's in one direction. The same Shungamliya, there's also no question. Why? Hasabhu debi'ina kavana. By Kriya Shema, it's a question of kavana. V'yanat Sadi, and it's clear, delo mati kivune daite. It's clear a person has other things on their mind when they first got married, and therefore mechziki yora. It's obviously a problem. Aval hachalo mechziki yora. But here, even though everybody else is doing malacha and you're not, that's not mechziki yora. There are other svaras that people could give. Amri, melacha udalesle. It must be he has nothing to do. They're not going to say, oh, on principle he's not doing malacha. No, people could think, oh, he has nothing to do. Pukhazi, look, kama, batzlani, kibashuka. There are a lot of batzlanim in the shuk. There's a lot of people not doing malach in the shuk. And therefore, they're not worried. He's not worried about yuhara in our case. So again, in various directions, in both directions, one can be machalik. A couple of points. First of all, there is a beautiful thought from Chaim Volozhin, just explaining the Mishnah over there, the language of the Mishnah in Brachas. Lo kol harotzel litol es Hashem yitol. What does Rav Shugam Liel there say? You can't grab the name. Lo kol harotzel litol es Hashem. What does that mean, litol es Hashem? So the Chaim Volozhin, Pinchas Kahati, not usually quoted, but Kahati quotes Rav Chaim Volozhin on that Mishnah in Mesechas Brachas, and he quotes Shamati Hesber Karagil. What does it mean? Actually, it's on the. He's explaining the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah that talks about Maisa. I'll just read you the Mishnah. The Mishnah there. Maisa Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel read Kriya Shema the first night that he got married. Right, like following the shita of the chachamim. Amr lo tamidav, his tamidav said to him, "I didn't you teach us that a chassan is pater from kriyash malayla rishon like the chachamim?" Amr lahem, he says to them, "Eini shomei alachem levatel mi many malchus shamayim afilu shachas." I'm not listening to you to be mevatel malchus shamayim for me even for one moment. So he like the chachamim there. He wasn't worried about yora. But what's the lashon there of I'm not going to listen to you to be mevatel malchus shamayim for me even for one moment? Says Rav Chaim Volozhin. Most people in life, all of us, we're osik in the world. We're osik in all different things in the world. And when it's time to say Kriya Shema, we have to strengthen ourselves and focus and kind of leave the world that we're in order to be mechavein libo l'shamayim and to be mekabel amalch l'shamayim. But there are yechidei skula that are constantly in the state of kabbalas amalch l'shamayim. They're there. They're in the zone. They're in the divine zone always. So that's the language of Rabbi Gamliel. Most people, and he was just saying it, not else gaiva, but else this is the state that he was in. He says most people in the world have to try to bring themselves up and out in order to say Kriya Shema. So Rabbi Gamliel is saying, in that case, so stay where you are and don't say Kriya Shema Laila Harishon. But with me, I'm constantly in the state. So if you're telling me I can't say Kriya Shema, I am going to have to remove myself from the natural state that I'm always in of Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim. I'm not going to do that. That's Eini Shomei Alechem Levatel Mimeni Malchus Shamayim. Afilu Shachas. You're not going to be a Mevatel. So maybe one could even put that lashon into the previous Mishnah, which is quoted here, right? Lo kol harotzel litol es Hashem. You can't take the shame. Meaning, if you're not in that state always, then you can't jump and take it. If you're always in that state, like Rabbi Gamliel, fine. But generally not. Tosfos and Maseches Brachas, they're about this sugya, also has a fascinating ha'ara, and that's quoted halacha l'maisa. Right? What does this Mishnah say? Lo kol harotzel litol es Hashem yitol. That is what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. Tosfos says there in Maseches Brachas that Bizman Hazeh, it could be just the opposite. Bizman Hazeh, meaning already 800 years ago. Tosfos says that it could be just the opposite. Why? Because what? We're not going to say Kriya Shema, Bizman Hazeh, on the first night. What would that show? Oh, we always have Kavana, but tonight, oh, We can't have kavanah tonight. Tosfos says the concept of mechzi kiyura could change and go in opposite directions. Tosfos says there on Daf Yud Zayin, miyu anu shebishum pam ein anu mechavrim heitev. We never have perfect kavanah by Kriya Shema. Im gam lechazan yish lekros. The chazan should say Kriya Shema the first night of his wedding. To Adraba, it's your rabbi. He doesn't say Kriya Shema. Oh, I can't say Kriya Shema tonight. I really can't have kavanah tonight. Well, last night you had kavanah. 3 weeks ago you had kavanah. So Tosfos is telling us the yesod that mechzi kiyura depends on case. The principle, the halacha doesn't change, the application of the halacha changes. We find this many times, that the halacha does not change, the application of halacha does not change. Right? We mentioned this from Rav Shlomo Zalman. The Ramah writes in Arach Chaim, that if I know that a person is not going to make a bracha and wash, when I give them a piece of bread, I'm not allowed to give them a piece of bread. Lifnei iver lo sitin mechshol. It's aser daraisa. Says of Shlomo Zalman, in our day and age, it's lifnei iver not to give them the piece of bread. It's just the opposite. Because if you don't give them the piece of bread, there's going to be more anti-Torah feelings. They're going to bring them even further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So today, lifnei iver, says of Shlomo Zalman, is just the opposite of the Ramah. Lifnei iver didn't change. But in the days of the Ramah, 500 years ago, if you don't give them the bread, maybe they'll realize, oh, you know what? I'm really out of the fold. I should get back in. I should really start focusing. I'm an outsider. So that was in those days. But Bizman HaZeh, 500 years later, Lifnei Iver has the opposite application. But Tosfos already said it in the days of the Rishonim, the Mechzi Kiyura could go in opposite directions. Also like to quote the thought that I heard in the name of the Bali Musar. Rav Sternbach quotes it in Parshas Yisro, in the name of the Bali Musar as well, and that is Mechzi Kiyura, Pashtus means for outsiders. It'll bring undue attention to myself. But one also could look at it in another way, and that is, I have to make sure that I'm not doing something that is inappropriate for where I'm holding in life, where I'm up to in life. And they quote it based on the Gemara in Maseches Chulin. Gemara in Chulin tells us the only three lines in all of Shas that talk about waiting between Fleishiks and Milchiks. What does the Gemara say? Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva says, I'm like vinegar compared to my father who's like wine. Why? My father, after he eats Fleishiks, he waits 24 hours. And I only wait till the next Su'uda. What does the next Su'uda mean? 6 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour, wash your mouth out, all the different dais. That's all the Gemara says about waiting between Fleishiks and Milchiks. But the Bali Musar asked on that Gemara, what, Mar Ukva, if he thought it was a great thing to wait 24 hours, he says, my father's like wine, I'm only like vinegar. So why didn't he wait? Why didn't he wait? If he thought it was appropriate, why didn't he wait? Explains the Bali Musar, quoted in the Tamva Das, there in Parshas Yisro, that no, he knew that wasn't where he was up to in life. Avodas Hashem is a step-by-step process. We shouldn't be getting up and doing tikkun chatzos and crying for the Beis HaMikdash if we speak Lashon Hara all day. That's not where we're up to. There are other things that we have to work on. It's a very important message for every stage of our lives. But we have to go step by step and make sure we realize what we're up to. Right? We have to be honest. We can't say, oh, it's not, I'm not up to coming to shul on time. No, we have to be honest and say, realize what's our challenge and go with it. But he knew that it wasn't appropriate for him to be waiting 24 hours. And then he doesn't quote it, but the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, in the beginning of Bechukosai, within his 42 pshatim on the first pasuk in Bechukosai, he writes, I think it's number 6 or 7, he writes, explaining the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, V'lo Am Ha'aretz Chassid. Not only can an Am Ha'aretz can't be a Chassid, because he doesn't know the Halacha, but he shouldn't be a Chassid. An Am Ha'aretz, someone who's not doing the basic, certain laws, shouldn't try to go above and beyond if they are not there. It's a step-by-step process. Okay, one final point. After the on the last line of Kama Batlani Ika Bashuka, this line is also used in a very different context, and that is regarding the potential problem of losis godedu on Chol HaMoed. We know there are various minhagim about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed or not. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Siman Lamed Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, one should not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yosef Kairo is influenced by the Zohar. The Zohar says clearly that not only is Yontif called an os, and like Shabbos, and that's why you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif, because you only have two osos, right? There are three mitzvahs called os, Mila, Shabbos, and tefillin, and al pishnei edim yakum davar, two witnesses, and that's why we always have two. On a weekday, we have bris mila and tefillin. On Shabbos, we have Shabbos and bris. If we would wear tefillin on Shabbos, it would be a zilzul of the os of Shabbos. That's why we have two osos every day. So Yontif, we assume, is also called an os. What about Chol HaMoed? That's the discussion. The Shulchan Aruch Paschal clearly is also called an os, and therefore, no tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed Gamkin, osur lohaniach tefillin. Me'atam hazeh ba'atzmo, sheyimei Chol HaMoed gam heimos. That's the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah has a different opinion. The Ramah, based on other shitas, the Rosh and others, say no. Chol HaMoed is not an os in the full sense of the word, and therefore one is chayev to tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Ramah writes, v'chei no'agin b'chol glilos elu, la'anicham b'moed u'levarech aleim. To make a bracha, ela she mevarech an aleim b'chol ram. Don't make a bracha out loud, but basically that's a kamo shari mos hashana. And the Taz that the Mishnah Berurah talking about, maybe you should make a bracha al tanai. Right, I'm not sure if it's the mitzvah, if it's the mitzvah, if it's not the mitzvah, all the different days, one should follow their family custom about different minhagim. But what about in one shul? In one shul, could you have some people wearing tefillin and some people not wearing tefillin? Fine, both minhagim are okay, but you say, is that an issur of losis go to do? Shalo yasu, am Yisrael, agudos, different groupings. So, ruba deruv of the poskim say it's not a problem. It's not an issur of losis go to do. Me'igra din, why? Because it's known that there are two minhagim. If there is a city, or if there is a country, in Eretz Yisrael, nobody wears tefillin achol HaMoed. Nobody wears tefillin. Right, that's the minhag of Eretz Yisrael. So if a ben chutz laaretz is there for yantif, he should not wear tefillin in shul on Chol HaMoed, because nobody wears tefillin on Chol HaMoed. At home, he wants to do it in private, okay, but in shul, not, because that's the minhag of the country. The minhag of the country is not to wear tefillin. But the question is, you know, so that's one way to explain why it's not lo sisko to do. But I saw some other mefarshim explain why it's also not lo sisko to do because of this line. Kama batzlanika bashuka. See, he doesn't have tefillin. If you're in a place where everybody's wearing tefillin, you're not wearing tefillin. So is that lo sisko to do? People might say, oh, he left his tefillin at home. He davened already. You know, other svaras that are able to say. So just like the Gemara here says, we could say, oh, if he's not doing malacha, ah, kama batzlanika bashuka. There are not a lot of reasons and excuses why we could also suggest why the person is not wearing tefillin in shul, so it would not be a problem of losis go to do. Okay, we continue. Says the next Mishnah. Now we are back. We're back to the first topic of Mishnayos in the Perek. Remember, this whole Perek started on Daf Nun, Makim Shenohagu, talking about Malacha on Erev Pesach. Then we got into five or six other contexts. But now we're getting back to that topic. Vachachamim Omrim. Very unusual way to start a Mishnah. Vachachamim Omrim, and the Chachamim say. Now let's do the Mishnah and then we'll comment. Vachachamim Omrim, B'Yehuda hayu osin malacha barvi psachim al chatzos. In Yehuda, we mentioned earlier, remember, by the places of Biur, that Eretz Yisrael is split up into different areas. In Yehuda, they used to do malacha on Erev Pesach ad chatzos. U'b'Galil lo hayu osin kalikar. And in Galil, they didn't do any malacha on Erev Pesach. Halayla, what about the night before? In the places where the minhag is, there's an iser malacha during the day. What about the night before? Halayla, Beishamai Yosir, no Beisilah Matir, Mada Neisachama. Beishamai says, also Beisilah says, no, even if you say there's an iser malacha, it only starts in the morning. Is that literal? What about Amud HaShachar? Usually the day starts at Amud HaShachar. Why does he say Nates? Also discussed by the Mefarshim on the Mishnah. If you look in the Margolius HaShas, he quotes a Reuven Margolius, who suggests that maybe there is another girsa of our Mishnah, and we should switch the Vav. But this, number one, it's very strange that the Mishnah starts with a Vav, and Vachacham Omer, who are they arguing about? We just said, what was the previous line? The previous line was, Talmid Chachamim can be batel, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, no, everybody can make themselves like a Talmud Chacham. So what did the Rabbanan answer back to that? Suggests Rav Reuven Margolius that, after asking the questions about how do you understand the flow of this Mishnah, ve'efo huskura das rabbanan zu depligi Rav Shimon Gamliel the chayshin liyura. Also, the rabbanan are not explicit in the previous Mishnah. What if the Tanna Kama says a tamar chacham should be batel? Rav Shimon Gamliel says everybody can make themselves like a tamar chacham, and the rabbanan holds, we said implicitly, not that way. Everybody cannot make themselves like a Talmud Chacham. Maybe, says Rav Reuven Margolius, our Mishnah should read as follows. V'shamati ligros b'sof ha-Mishnah HaKodemes acharei divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel la'olam ya'asa adam asmo Talmud Chacham she'chachamim osrim. These first two words are really, and it shouldn't be v'chachamim omrim, it should be she'chachamim osrim. That should be the end of the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, everybody can make this all like a Talmud Chacham, because I know the chachamim asur that. And if you put those two words there, then our Mishnah starts off. Be Yehuda, etc. And it starts off normal, like other Mishnahs start. That's his suggestion of how to make this Mishnah flow a little better and a little more expected and the way that Mishnah is usually run, put these two words and change the words a little bit to Shechacham Omrim, and then have the Mishnah starting with Bi Yehuda. Okay, says the Gemara, Meikara Tana Minhaga V'Labasof Tana Yisura. The first half of the Mishnah starts talking about Minhagim. They did Malacha, they didn't do Malacha, right, based on the first Mishnah. And then the end of the Mishnah talks about Yisurim. How do you always talk about Isurim? So Rashi says, because the language used, Beishamai Osrim. You wouldn't use that Lashon of Osrim if you're talking about a Minhag. Or the Maharshas doesn't like that Raya, because sometimes you would find the Lashon Osur when it comes to a Minhag. But he thinks the fact that there could be a Machlokas about a Minhag. Beishamai and Beisol wouldn't be arguing about a Minhag. So it must be they're arguing about a Din. Either way, how can the Mishnah switch from Isur to from Minhag to Isur? Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha, ha Rabbi Meir, ha Rabbi Yehuda. It's really a machlokes tanoim, whether there is a din of Isser Malacha. Detanya. Rabbi Yehuda, yozum Malacha, barish psachim archatzos, ubigalil, einan osen kal iker. Rabbi Yehuda says, different men hug him. Lo Rabbi Meir, maraya Yehuda vagalil lakan. Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Yehuda, why do I care what Yehuda and Galil did? If it's all tali on minhag, so who cares? What does Yehuda have to do with anywhere outside of Yehuda? What do we have to know that for? Elo makab shenagol lasos malacha osin makab shenagol shlo lasos ein osin. Period. Or Meir says, why do I need to quote no places for? That has no bearing on any other places. So mitakamar Rabbi Meir minhaga, from the fact that Rabbi Meir is emphatic in emphasizing the minhag element, mechlad Rabbi Yehuda isur kamar. So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda must hold that in those places it was aser, there was an isur malacha that was accepted. And that's how we suggest maybe that's the machlokas of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Says the Gemara, really? V'savar Rabbi Yehuda arba'as are mutter basiyas malacha? Rabbi Yehuda held that in Yehuda it was mutter basiyas malacha? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that way? V'yatanya, we learned in a brayser Rabbi Yehuda omer, ha-menachesh bishlosha asar. If somebody weeds, is doing weeding on the 13th day of Nisan, v'ne'ekrabiyado, and by mistake he pulled out something that was growing. He pulled out a stalk of wheat that was growing. Shosla b'makom hatit ve'in shosla b'makom agrid. He could put it back into the ground in a moist area and not in a dry area. What's the issue here? We want this growth to take root again before the carbon of Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, so then it can be matired by the Omer. We know the Isser of Chadash, there's an Isser of Chadash that any grain that has grown since, that has taken root since last Pesach, is not mutter to eat until the Omer is brought this year. But it has to have taken root before the Omer is brought on the 16th day of Pesach. So here you pulled it out by mistake, you're like, oh, I pulled it out, I can't believe it. So you want to put it back in and for it to take root before, so you put it in a moist area and not in a dry area. But what does the Braisa say? What does Rabbi Yehuda say? I'm talking about the 13th. Bishlosha asar in, why? Because you'll have 3 days for it to take root. The 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. And then the 16th, wonderful. Bishlosha asar in bar basar lo. But mashma on the 14th, it will be too late. Why is that? Michdi, let's see. Shamina leather Rabbi Yehuda da amar. We know Rabbi Yehuda also says elsewhere, kol harkava. Any grafting or growth that did not collate, did not take root within 3 days, then forget it. It's never going to take root. So it's 3 days. But the Isaka Daitach Arbas or Mutter Basias Malacha. But you, Rabbi Yehuda, if it's true that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the 14th, Erev Pesach, you're allowed to do Malacha also. So Lamali Shlosha Asar. Why do you have to say that the Braisa, you're only allowed to do it on the 13th? Because then you'll have the 13th, 14th, and 15th to take root. And then it'll be Mutter through the Chadash. But the Yikar Besa, but if the 14th you can do Malacha, so just say that bigger Chiddush, that even if you uprooted it by mistake on the 14th, v'yoikar besar, v'chamesar, umiksa shisar. You have the 14th, the 15th, they're part of the 16th. Isn't that good enough? You have 3 days before? So amar Rava, b'galil shanu. Maybe this price is talking about in Galil. In Galil, even if Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a heter malacha, maybe in Galil there was an Isser malacha. And therefore there's no kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. V'yoikar lelya, even so, there's still the night. There's the night, and why don't you say the night of the 14th? Because that's also good enough. Some Rav Sheshes could be Shammai. Maybe it's like Beishammai who says the night is also Aser. Or Rav Ashi Amar, two other answers. Rav Ashi Amar, Lola Gebeis Hillel. Lefishin Daka Shebriyadu, Lanachish Belayla. Maybe it's even like Beis Hillel, because people don't weed at night. There's no light at night. People aren't weeding at night. Or Ravina Amar, La'olam B'Yehuda, Ubehash Rasha. Ravina says, no, maybe it's in Yehuda where there's usually a Heter Malacha, and we're talking about taking root. Chad mixas hayom kakulo amrinan, tre mixas yom kakulo lo amrinan. And maybe the point is that you don't say Mikzas Yom Kugulo twice. If you plant it on the 13th, so you could say you have the 13th, 14th, and 15th, wonderful. You have part of the 13th because it's the middle of the 13th day, 14th and 15th. If you plant it on the 14th, so you're saying the 14th counts, that's Mikzas Yom Kugulo. And the 16th count, that's Mikzas? No, we have a Misora. You don't say Mikzas Yom Kugulo twice. You only say it once, period. We do say Mikzas Yom Kugulo twice in other contexts. For example, Shiva. Shiva, let's say somebody buries their relative on Tuesday afternoon, and they sit Shiva on Tuesday for 5 minutes. Tuesday counts as the first day of Shiva. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday morning, they get up. So by Shiva, we do say Mikzas Yom Kugulo twice, both at the beginning and at the end. But here, the Misora is that we wouldn't say Mikzas Yom Kugulo when it's coming to explain a physical process, right, by the taking root. So there, we don't say Mikzas Yom Kugulo twice. Okay, regarding this, Rav Chadash, remember the Ramah, but I noticed yesterday when I was preparing, the Ramah gets blamed for this, but it's really the tour. It's not the Ramah. The Ramah in Yaradeya, when the Ramah talks about how is it that everybody's makel on the Isra of Chadash today, and so many people eat Chadash, and they're not makpid on Yashan, so Baruch Hashem, many people are, more and more people are being makpid on Yashan, Bizman Hazeh. But how is it that throughout the centuries, going back all the way to the times of the Ramah, people weren't so makpid on Chadash? It's an Isra Daraisa. So the Ramah quotes his famous, we'll make it famous right now, Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka Lakula. Maybe it's last year's growth wheat, and even if it's this year's wheat, maybe it took root before the Chadash, the Omer, was brought. So everybody asks on the Ramah, but it's really the Tur. The Tur quotes the Rush, who says this Svek Sveka. So it's the Rush. The Rush says, and everybody asks, it's the same suffix. That's not two Svekas. The suffix is, did it take root before the Omer was brought or not? That's the suffix. Who cares if it was last year's or it was this year's? So, but just to clarify, I always quote it in the name of the Ramah, and everybody quotes it, and they blame the Ramah. It's really the Rush. It's really the Rush is Svek Sveka. What are the Heterim? So there are different Heterim. The Bach's Heter, the Aruch HaShulchan's Heter, maybe even, it's against the Shulchan Aruch, but maybe there are various Rishonim that say Shel Akum is okay. There's no Isra of Chadash on Tfuah Shel Akum. Maybe Shel Chutz La'aretz. The Shulchan Aruch says clearly none of those Heterim. But maybe that's where the Minna comes from. The quote from the Baal Shem Tov, was about to Aser it and tell all his Hasidim to be Makpin on Yashan, and the Bach came to him in a dream and said, I was Matzdik, the Minna of Klal Yisrael, if you change it, you're going to be Mizalzel in the Kavod HaRishonim. But again, that's the Bach. The Bach had the big heter of Shel Akum. But again, there's a lot to talk about in the sugyas of Chadash. Bizman Hazeh, Baruch Hashem, there's more and more Akpeta. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in the context of the end of Hilchos Pesach. He talks about the trains there. The trains that bring us grain from all over. You're not sure what where it came from. But anyway, Bizman Hazeh, so there are more and more hakpadas for the halacha of Chadash and Yashin. Okay. Mikzas Yom Kugulo, obviously we talked about in the past, but today we'll continue with the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol malacha shizchol bakodim larbasar, gomer barbasar. So we're still talking about Erev Pesach. Any malacha that you started before the 14th, you could finish on the 14th. Aval lo yaschol bal betchila barbasar, aval bishayachol lagomer. Don't start something new on the morning of the 14th, even if you can finish it. Rov Rishonim say, this is talking about even in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha. You're still allowed to finish. You're allowed to finish something, but you can't start even if you'd be able to finish. There are three professions that they could have their stores open on Erev Pesach. We'll see why, because they're very needed. Until Chatzos, the Eloin Achayatin, tailors, Vasaparim, barbers, Vakofsim, launderers. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Af Ratz Onin, also shoemakers. We'll have to see what the machlokas is. But first, back to the first machlokas. Ibai Lahu. So when Rabbi Meir says you could finish something, but you can't start something even if you could finish it, what did he mean? Litzarach hamoitnan, is all of that only something that you need for the yantif? Avol shelo litzarach hamoed, afilo migmar namilo. But if it's not for yantif, you can't even finish it. Is that what Rabbi Meir meant? Odel mashlo litzarach hamoitnan. Or is he saying you could even finish something not litzarach hamoed? Avol litzarach aschuli maschi leinan. But litzarach hamoed, you could even start. O Dilma, or do we say there's no chilek? Bein l'tzarech hamoed, bein shelo l'tzarech, migmarin eschulei lo. Meaning, was Rameir being machalek, or was he only talking about one of them? So Tashma, let's start. Avalo Yaskil Bitchila Barbasar. The Brisa says a person should not start on Erev Pesach. Afilu Tzilsokatan, even making a little belt, Afilu Svachaktan, a little netting. So my Afilu, what does it mean, even these small items? Lav Afilu Hani Dilatzarach HaMoed. Doesn't it mean that even these things which you could use on Yantif, Migmar in Aschule Lo, it means that even if you need it for Yantif, you can only finish it, but you can't start something even for Yantif. Michlal de Shalolitzarach, Mashma, that if it's Shalolitzarach HaMoed, Migmar Nami Lo Garmina, you can't even finish it. Meaning, isn't it Lechumra? So Gemara says Lo. La'olam de shalolitzarach migmar nami gamrinan. Maybe shalolitzarach, even shalolitzarach, you're allowed to finish. Umay afilu, what does afilu mean? Afilu hani nami dezutrinino. Even these things are so small. The sakadai dachamina has chalas and zuhi gamar malachton. You might think that it's so short, it's not even a process. You make it and you're finished. So naschu bu nami lachadchilo. You might be able to start these even on Erev Pesach. Kamash malam, we say, one is not allowed to. But really, Remeir does not have to be understood as the Lechumra. So Tashma, let's try again. Rabbi Meir Omer, Abraisa says, Kol malacha shi letzarech hamoed. Anything that's letzarech hamoed, gomra bar basar, can be finished on the 14th on Erev Pesach, emasai bizman shehischul ba. Kodem ar basar. Only if you started it before can you finish it on. Avalo hischul ba kodem ar basar. But if you didn't finish, start it before, lo yaschul bar bar basar, afilu tzilso katan afilu svach haktana. Even if it's small, you can't start it on Erev Pesach. But the Brisa, the first part of the Brisa said letzarech hamoed. So letzarech hamoed in shlo letzarech hamoed lo. So it's beferish that you only have the heter letzarech hamoed. Answer, no. Hu adin dafilu shlo letzarech hamoed, no letzarech nami gamrinan. No, maybe it's lav dafka. Maybe even shlo letzarech hamoed, you're allowed to finish it. V'hakamash malan diafilu letzarech hamoed, migmar in aschulei lo. Maybe the chiddush just is that even if it's letzarech hamoed, you can't start. That's why it says letzarech, but not to be medayig, that shlo letzarech you're not allowed to. So again, no raya. Tashma, try number three. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kamalacha shi letzarech hamoed, gomra bar basar. Here it's explicit. So it's going to be a raya. Any malacha that's letzarech hamoed, you could finish on the 14th. V'she'enu letzarech hamoed, asur. She'enu letzarech, you cannot finish on the 14th. V'osin malacha bar v'psachem al chatzos b'makam shenagu. And you can do malacha in places where it's the minag is. Makam shenagu in, lo noagu lo. Only where the minag is to do malacha. V'shvamino letzarech hamoed in, shlo letzarech hamoed lo shvamino. So it's explicit that the mayor is l'chumra, shlo letzarech hamoed, you cannot even finish. Period. The Chachamim in the Mishnah said there are three professions that we allow. Tana, Hachayatin, why? Why can a tailor work on Erev Pesach? Shekein Hedyo Tofer Kedarko B'Cholo Shomoed. Because even on Cholomoed, it's mutter for a tailor to be involved in work. And Erev Pesach is for sure a lower level than Cholomoed. So that is why it must be the tailors who are allowed to work. Keep that line in mind for a little later. Hasaparim vakofsim, haircutters and launderers also. Shekenabami midinas hayam, vayazmi meso asurin, somebody who just came from overseas or got out of jail who couldn't do this before, misaprin umachapsim mechol shamoid. Meaning, what's the svara of the brisa? You see, all of these items are mutter in certain circumstances on chalamoid, so it must be that it's mutter letzor chamoid on Erev Yantif also, because it's for sure less. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hudomer, afaratzonin, even the shoemakers, shekin, where do we have shoemakers earlier in this Masechta? We had it in the third parak when we spoke about the all different types of chametz nokshes. So one of them was that we spoke about the glue of the shoemakers. Why? Because the people who come to be Ola Regel fix their shoes on Chalamoid. So again, you see that is true. But Maika Mavagi, why doesn't the Tanakama allow that? Mar Savar Lameidin Tchilas Malacha Misof Malacha. One says, well, you can learn Tchila from Sof. What does that mean? If you could get your shoes fixed, then you can have shoes made. Umar Savar, Eilam made them Tchilas Malacha Misof Malacha. And the Tanakama says, no, you don't learn that. That's the Machlokas about whether we would allow shoemakers to be making shoes on Erev Pesach. There is an unusual line in Tosfos here. Tosfos says on the line of, the only regalim can fix their shoes. Mehacha mashma, says Tosfos, behedya. From here is mashma, de isur, usur, lasakim, and alam, mechalamoid. It's usur to fix your shoes on chalamoid. Because what did it say? Only the only regalim. But other people can't. The Ein Lomar, and don't tell me it's a Davar Ha'aved, one of the five heterim of chalamoid. Why isn't it a Davar Ha'aved? Shema yikru'u yoser. Why? Because after all, the hayachol liknos chadashim. Because it's not a davar avid, because you could buy new ones. That's Tosfos' line. Says the Maharam in the back on the bottom of the Marsha, the Maharam quotes the Kushyas Ha'olam, the Velt, the Kushya of the whole world. He says, what do you mean? How do you, according to Tosfos says, oh, it's not a Davar Avid because you can buy a new one. So every Davar Avid, you can just buy a new one. But you don't want to buy a new one. When you every Davar Avid, this is going to get lost and this is going to get ruined. Davar Avid. So just buy a new one. What is Tosfos talking about? So the Hakol Davar Avid Yachol Liknos Acher B'makom Zeh. What does Tosfos mean? So he says, Nira, no. What Tosfos means here is that it's not a davar ha'avid if your shoes rip, because you could buy a new one and even fix your old ones after Yontif. That's what most davar ha'avid, most dvarim ha'avudim, once it's lost. What Tosfos means is that here you could buy a new one and even fix these after Yontif. That's what it means. That's why it's not a davar ha'avid. It's an important Maharam explaining Tosfos. Okay. Again, the Malachan Isra Malachan Cholamoed, which we said Kal v'Chomer to Erev Pesach. Again, we discussed in the past major machlokas we shown him whether the Isra Malachan Cholamoed is the Oraisa or the Rabbanan. Bali Tosfos some places hold it must be the Rabbanan because you have all these Aterim. You have the five Aterim of Davar HaAvid and Maisa Hedyot and Ein Lo Mayochal. All these the five Aterim that are listed in the tour in the beginning of Hilchas Cholamoed. So that's why many we shown him say it must be the Rabbanan. But other we shown him Bali Tosfos and Maseches Chagiga discuss this and say that maybe the Chachmei Svarad, really, in Chagiga, Tosfos holds it's a Durabanan, Chagiga Yurches. But Baalei, other Rishonim, and Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Beis, and elsewhere say no. It could be Doraisa, but it's one of the examples of Masra and Hakasav LaChachamim. The Chachamim are able to tell us exactly what is Mutter and what is Asr about this Din Doraisa. Right, we only find this principle by a few places. The Rishonim quoted in a few contexts, Masr Nakasa L'Chachamim, but they quoted in the context of Malacha on Chalamoid. Even with the Heterim, it could be the Oraisa. Okay, says the next Mishnah. Moshiv and Shovachan Latarna Golem B'Yadalid, still discussing Erev Pesach. I am allowed to put a chicken on top of eggs on the 14th in order to incubate them. V'tarnagola shabarcha, and a chicken that jumped off of her eggs, machzirin osalim koma. I could put her back onto her eggs. So, we'll see. Once I know I could do I put the chicken on in the first place, of course, I could return her. Via mesa, moshim nacheres tachta, and if the chicken dies, I could put a different chicken on top. That's not called extra tircha, that's not called extra malacha, I'm allowed to do that on Erev Yontif. Next, garfin mitachas ragli behema b'yudalid, I'm allowed to sweep out the garbage and the dung from under the animal on the 14th. Ubimoein misakel asadin on chalamoein one step down. You can't remove it totally. You can just sweep it to the sides. Right. Anything more than that would be tircha yisera. Molichin kalin and mavi mi besa uman. I'm allowed to bring kalim to and from the artisan's house, even though it's not l'tzarach hamoed. Not l'tzarach hamoed. Again, we'll have to talk about each one of these. Says the Gemara, let's do the first section. Hashta osuve mosvinon ahaduri mi boy. If you could put in the first place a chicken on eggs to incubate them. So surely if it jumped off, you could return them. Why don't you just say you put them there in the first place? Amar Abaya, safe us on the choloshal moed. Ah, the second one is talking about cholomoed. Meaning, you're allowed to put the chicken there in the first place on Erev Pesach, but not on cholomoed. But on cholomoed, you're allowed to return a chicken there, because Rashi says it's a davar ha'oven. You're going to lose these eggs. Amar Avuna, loshan, when do we say that you can put the chicken back? Elatok shlosha lamerda, as long as it's within 3 days since it went off the eggs. Da'akati l'parach tzimra mine, because then the eggs are still salvageable. And also, you're only allowed to put it back if the chicken had already sat on the eggs for 3 days. The pasul abei lagamri, because now they're no longer edible. Remember, before a chicken sits on it at all, then they're edible. You can eat them, right? They're not fertilized or anything yet. They're not an egg yet. But once the process starts, then they're not usable until it actually turns into a chick. So, the Rav Huna says, the only time you're allowed to put it back, the chicken back on, is if it already sat for 3 days, and it's within 3 days since it went off. Avala achar shlosha, but if it's after 3 days, lomerta, teparach latsimra minei, because already now, the mother would not want to go back on, except with tremendous tircha on your part, so then you can't put it back on. V'tok shlosha lishivasa, and also, it has to be within 3 days of its sitting on diakati lo psidi beilagami lo madrinan. If it only sat on 2 days, then also you're not allowed to be machzir the mother on because the eggs wouldn't be totally ruined. Fine. Rabbi Yami Amar, he says, even within 3 days, you can return it. But my kamiflagi, why? Because these eggs are somewhat ruined. Some people would buy them, but not everybody. Mar Savar, lehefset meruba chashu, lehefset mual lo chashashu. So one person says, you have to be choshesh for hefset meruba, but not for hefset muad. That's the Tanakama. Omar Savar, lehefset muad, nami chashashu. And the other opinion says, no, even for hefset muad, we are choshesh. Period. Garf and Mitab, it's a big discussion about dealing with animals in general on Yantiv and Shabbos, when it's not allowed to violate a Nisa Daraisa to save an animal on Shabbos. Right, Nisa Durabanan, right, Tsar Balechayim, but Darais is not, but Durabanan's yes, but this is larger, look in the parak in Shmir Shabbos, about dealing with animals on Shabbos and Yantif, right, this is part of that discussion. Garvin Mitachas, last section for today. We're allowed to sweep under the animal on cleaning it, on Erev Pesach. If you have the dung, the fertilizer in the chatzer, you can remove to the side. Sheberefes v'shebachatzer in the refet, in the stall where the animals are, and in the chatzer, motzino solashmi, you can take it out to the garbage dump. So that's an inner contradiction. What can you do in a chatzer? Hagufa kasha. Amart zevel shebachatzer masachon solat stadin. In a chatzer, you can only remove it to the side. The other tani sheberefes v'shebachatzer motzino solashba. And then the next line says, in a chatzer, you can take it all the way out. So Amar Abaya Lokasha can be Yudal Kamachol Shomoid. Again, Erev Pesach, you have more heterim than Chalamoid. Erev Pesach, you take it totally out. On Chalamoid, only move to the side. Rava Amar or Hava Hava Chol Shomoid. Or it's both about Chalamoid. V'yachi Ka'amar Imnase Chatzer. No, it means if the Chatzer became as dirty as a Refes. Imnase Chatzer Karefes. If it's so bad, Motzino Sol Ashpa, then you could remove it to the Ashpa. So it's both talking about a chatzar, depends how dirty it got. Period. Just to end with one other source, the Rama writes, this is a big discussion. Somebody, Rachman al-Aslan, getting back to Shiva, is sitting Shiva. So on Erev Shabbos, when are they allowed to get up and just change their clothes and sit on a chair? We say, only as much time as one needs before Shabbos. It's not chatzos. There's no magic by chatzos. Also on Erev Yantif. Erev, you go until the time that you need. What's the only exception to the rule? Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach. Then already by Chatzos, an Avel could get up. Says the Rama in Hilchas Avelus. First the Shulchan Aruch. Im Kavaras Meizo Shiva Yom Kodem Aregel. V'Noag Bem Gzeira Shiva Regel Mavad Gzeira Shloshim. Afilim Chal Yom Shvi V'Erev Aregel V'Chulu. And they could go Uvelirchotz Uvesapir B'Erev Aregel. And they're allowed to wash. Let's say Shiva is going to be stopped by Yantif. So you can get up and take a shower. The Rama says, Samach Lachashecha. But on a regular Erev Yantif, only very close, as much time as you need before Yantif. Ube'erev Pesach, Mutter Bakol Achar Chatzos. On Erev Pesach, though, Chatzos. Dahainu Mizman Shchitas HaPesach Ve'elech Ve'adiv Sheigaleh Chodem Chatzos V'cholu. Why? Because Erev Pesach is a Yantif. The Vilna Gaon says, where do you get this from? Where did the Rama get this from in Erev Pesach? He quotes, Nireh Dechashiv Kimo Moed. It's like a moed. Number one, because the Torah calls it a moed. Remember, we discussed it. The first Dav Beis and Pesach, we spoke about. In the Torah, Pesach is Erev Pesach. Right? Pesach, what we call Pesach is Chag HaMatzos. Erev Pesach is called Pesach. So number one, the Torah calls it a Yantif. And then, V'chein. And there's only one line in the Gra here. It says, first of all, the Torah. And then, unbelievable. V'chein midami b'gemara perek dalid d'psachim. And also the Gemara compares it in the fourth parak in Pesachim on Daf Nun Hey. What's the Gra talking about? Our Gemara. Our Gemara compares and contrasts Chol HaMoed with Erev Pesach. The fact that it's put in one sentence, the Gra learns from our Gemara that Erev Pesach is a Shtikl Yantif. Right? It's compared to Chol HaMoed, just not as Chamor. Not as Chamor. So that's what the Gra takes out of our Gemara. That yes, it's less than, but it's still something. And therefore, an Erev Pesach already, you could get up at Chatzos because it's the time of the Yantif. Bizman Hazeh, there's a difference halacha l'maisa there, but there is a little discussion in the postgame, and that is, what about if Pesach is Shabbos Sunday? Right? Let's say that it could fall out. The first Seder is Friday night. If Erev Pesach is on Friday, do you say Vihi Noam the week before on Moshe Shabbos? So usually the rule is Vihi Noam is not said when there's an Isser Malacha to follow that week. So, Erev Pesach doesn't have an Isser Malacha, but is it a Yantif? There's a different minhagim about whether one says Vinoam the Moshe Shabbos before. But it also might relate to this discussion, the status of Erev Pesach. Okay, well, I'll stop here, but Hashem, we will continue.